saw the more, I guess I'll call it fallout, if you will, that from the Detroit Lions, Atlanta Falcons football game. This, we referenced it yesterday, but I'm still confounded. I'm getting the feeling it's just me because I haven't seen a lot of hubbub about this. But I'm saying, you know, if the Lions had done what the Atlanta Falcons did, I mean, Matt Patricia on the hot seat already, but he'd have been either fired or the call for his firing would have been so overwhelming that, and what I'm talking about again is going back to the fact that Todd Gurley continues to take all this heat and apologizing and the blame. And I'm still maintain that the coach, who even apparently blamed, you know, we worked on this and he wasn't supposed to score, you're on the 10-yard line. You just got a first down. You got a minute to play. The Lions don't have any timeouts. You don't risk the fumble. You don't risk the bad handoff exchanges. You take the knee three times.
Unless the guy misses the field goal, and then they'll say, why didn't you get closer?
Which you could, but you're looking at a 27-yard field goal. Who's the kicker? Who's the inept kicker that they didn't have any confidence? They had confidence in him kicking a 20-yard field goal, but not a 27-yard field goal?
I look at it as just complete team ineptitude by the Falcons. Coaching and also Todd Gurley for getting into the end zone.
I mean, but everybody. Like that, because if the Lions had done that, I mean, that would have been centered on Patricia.
Why am I forgetting the – it's an interim head coach.
Well, yeah.
Because they just fired their head coach the week before.
Because he had blown two fourth-quarter leads or something
Yeah.
The ineptness of the coach was already – in place. Maybe right. It was just kind of left over. I don't know. Like I said, it's just
Morris, I think.
Not a big deal, I know. It's just just take responsibility, and it's still, I don't know. 743 on WSTW.
Speaking of the Lions.
Yeah.
I found this little tidbit from the Lions PR yesterday.
Oh.
It said Sunday's comeback marked the second time that Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford threw a game-winning touchdown pass with no time left on the clock. Stafford becomes the second player in the Super Bowl era to do so in multiple times. Just the second quarterback in the past, 55 years?
Does it tell us who the other
is? It did not, unfortunately. I meant to look that up. Does it matter? Matthew Stafford's one of two.
Exactly right. One of two.
He knows how to get her done.
That's right. Let's hope it continues to get her done throughout the season. Another quick sports-related note. This is more to our hearts, I guess, as a Detroit Tigers baseball affiliate. And since there's attention to the baseball world, it's possible that the baseball season could end tonight. World Series Game 6 if the Dodgers win. It's over. If the Rays win, it's a Game 7 tomorrow. But the Tigers are paying a particular attention because it's after the World Series. The Tigers will really put a push on to name a new manager. Remember, Ron Gardenhire retired this past year, even before the season was over. A lot of health concerns and such. There are a couple of people involved with the World Series that the Tigers want to talk to, but can't until the series is over. But I was amazed when I heard in your sports this morning, Pat, when you said that the Tigers have talked to 10 people.
10 people, yeah.
When do they do that?
Quietly.
And very quietly. Mm-hmm. I had heard a couple of names, but 10? Like, there's no way. Apparently there is. And apparently, I guess, GM Alavila says it's all been on Zoom. Okay. So here are Tigers fans just for you. I have discovered the 10 because I had to look it up. I'm like, 10? Okay, who are they?
Yeah, please tell me.
All right, and a couple that you mentioned. I think I heard you talk about Yankees third base coach Phil Nevin.
Yep, former Tiger.
One-time Tiger. Yankees hitting coach Marcus Thames, who's also a one-time Tiger.
I missed that.
Remember him? Hmm. Yeah, so here's a couple of other names. Chicago Cubs third base coach Will Venable. Didn't hear about that one. New York Yankees bench coach was a three Yankees. Carlos Mendoza.
Well, if you can't beat him, join him.
There you go. Maybe he'll bring some of their money over here, too. We actually did talk to Los Angeles Dodgers first base coach George Lombard, who I did not know, but is a former Tiger. Spent a small time with us back in the early 2000s, I think it was. Mm. Kansas City Royals bench coach Pedro Grifol, G-R-I-F-O-L. I'm not even familiar with him. Certainly familiar with Pittsburgh Pirates bench coach Don Kelly.
Yeah, we all remember Don Kelly, of course.
Former Tiger.
Yeah.
Let's see. Atlanta Braves catching instructor Sal Fasano. Yep. And Oakland Athletics quality control coach, Mark Kotze. Quality.
I've always said that's a great job if you can get it. I'd love to be a quality control coach.
That's, isn't that something that any organization could use as a quality control? Because you want quality under control. There are two others that the Tigers want to talk to, but they can't until after the World Series because of their roles in the Houston Astros scandal. And I've heard these names mentioned, and some Tigers fans are already saying, do we really want to talk to these cheaters, A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora?
Yeah.
So
I've seen some actually advocate for bringing them aboard. Why not? But I don't know. I'm not sure how Tigers fans would take that.
It would be tough.
Yeah.
If they'd win, we'd get over it. If they'd win fairly.
Right.
They steal signals or something? Or what?
Yeah, they're behind that. Remember that electronic signal stealing thing there?
Using the garbage cans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and Cora wasn't even with the Red Sox, but he was involved in that. Yeah. So anyway, but 10. What did that happen?
So the hope is, right, that they'll announce the new manager soon, right, within the next couple of weeks.
I think once the series ends, yeah.
Would be nice.
Because, you know, that could... When
players would like to know, the organization would like to know.
Mm-hmm. And if you are going to attempt to maybe entice some free agents or make good trades, you know, sometimes the manager may affect a player's, you know, feelings about, you know, playing for a particular manager or what have you. I mean, all those things that are involved, who knows? But we'll keep an ear on it for you, but 10. And all on Zoom.
Well, at least they're doing social distancing. That's okay.
Which is the way things are done these days.